Good morning, all. It's a fine, bright, sunny morning here in Dublin. But, you know, Monday mornings suck, particularly if you're someone who has to deal with a lot of email. This is something I've been thinking about, and I've got a tip to share with you which might help your email blues this fine morning. So, you know, if you've ever been to accident or emergency or the emergency room in a hospital, as you walk in through the door and you're seen by the first medical professional, that nurse or that medical professional, their role isn't actually fix whatever's wrong with you, but is to work out how serious the problems you're experiencing are and how you should be prioritised with all the other patients who are also waiting to be seen. And that process is called triage. Now, we can do exactly the same thing with the emails in our inbox. And this stuff is well, it makes a lot of sense, but it starts off with the most illogical thing possible. If you've got a reading pain in your email viewer, and that's where you go into your inbox, you see the list of emails in your inbox, and beside it you see a pane with a preview or the full copy of the one of the emails that's been selected in the inbox, you need to turn that reading pane off. Now, I'll explain why. What we want to do is we want to scan through all of our emails really quickly and just get our heads around whether or not we need to deal with it. A lot of the emails we get are information, but there's no action that we have to take on them. So things like, you know, a message from IT that's maybe a week old, you don't really have to read it. Or if you've got notification that something's happened and it's on the periphery of what you do, where you don't need the details, seeing the subject, the fact that it's there, that's fine. So we need to make sure that we don't do a deep dive into the emails and read them all. That's why we turn the reading pane off. And there's a couple of settings in Outlook that you can do to turn that off, and I'll tell you where you can find that information in a second. So we turn the preview pane off. So what we're left with is a list of emails, and we'll just see who it's from, the subject. And sometimes that's not enough information. But Outlook gives us a little trick we can do. We can turn on a three-line preview, and that preview will give us the subject line, who it's from, and the first three lines of the email. Now, if you can make a decision on that information alone, it means that we can delete the email there and then without opening it. This saves us a bucket load of time, and we can just fly through the inbox really, really quickly and just delete all the stuff that we're never going to read. And we remove it from the inbox, we remove it from our field of vision, so we're not wasting time continually glancing at it later on in the day. And it saves us a bucket load of time and gives us just all the important emails that we actually have to do something on, sitting there in our inbox. So there's a setting in Outlook you can turn on that gives you this three-line preview. Turn the reading pane off, and then you've got to scan through the email. So read each one in turn, just glance at it. Who's it from? Is it somebody I know? Is it addressed directly to me? What's in the subject? What's the subject about? What's the first three lines say? And if it's something that's not important, be brave. The hardest bit is this bit. Be brave, select that email, hit delete, remove it. Now, that sounds really draconian and strict and tough to do, because all of us sit there and go, oh man, that could be important. I might need to refer back to that later. I've been using this policy, this idea for a while, and I have to admit, I'm not as good as I should be. And I often leave the emails behind and I don't open them up and I don't delete them. So they sit there marked as unread. And what I found was they just sit there. I've had them for weeks sitting in my inbox, and I've never even read them. It's just not important anymore. So being brave is the key. Just delete those emails. I've started to do that, and you know, I found emails that I've deleted. Not a single one have I had anybody come back to me and say, Chris, have you read that email? Have you got back to me on that? I haven't deleted anything I really needed, because the preview, the subject line, who it's from, gives you enough information to know if you should know about it or not. So there's a tip. Now, you can find more information out, including links and tips and directions on how to turn off the reading pane and turn on the three-line preview, on a blog I've set up, and it's at better-emails.com/blog. Go there, you will find this post up there with information on how to turn all these settings on in Outlook and get the stuff configured. So enjoy, folks. I hope that makes your Monday morning's email session a bit more productive and saves you a bit of time. We all know we need it for an extra cup of coffee, particularly on a Monday morning. Have a good one.